It's really good to have this opportunity this morning to talk to Peter Taufatofua. Peter, good morning and greetings to you from SBS Radio.
Good morning.
Thank you for giving us your time. And Peter, could you please tell us a bit about yourself and the sports that you're doing? So,
okay, so as you know, my name's Peter Taufatofua. I've been doing taekwondo since I was five, and I've just qualified for the first Tongan to qualify for taekwondo in the Olympics ever. So it's quite a big thing for us with the Tonga taekwondo team. We've been trying to do this for a very long time, and it was three weeks ago we finally got there. So. Yeah, it's a very, very interesting and very exciting time for us.
Peter, I understand that your mother is Australian and your father is Tongan. What makes you want to represent Tonga instead of representing Australia?
That's a good question. I've grown up. I did a lot of my growing up in Tonga, so a lot of my life lessons and you know, things that I've learned along the way have come from, you know, my Tongan heritage. And you know, I've competed in Australia. I've competed against the best from around the world. I've beaten the Australian athletes. I could very easily have represented Australia, but you know, my body lives here, but my heart and my ancestry is from Tonga. And that's, you know, I look at things like the Olympics and, you know, what it stands for. It stands for unity, solidarity, things which are bigger than us. And I think Australia is a very well represented country at, you know, at such an event. And you know, Tonga, we need something to cheer for. We need you know, we need to have our voices heard, because I think, you know, Tonga has so much to offer, and I really want it. It's so important for me to get the, you know, the voice of Tonga out to the world.
Oh wow, that's an excellent answer, Peter. And I'm very touched by what you just said, that your body lives here, but your heart, obviously mine as well, back in Tonga, where you did most of your growing up. That's a very big statement for a young man like yourself. Peter, what would you say to a lot of the young Tongans out, especially here in Australia or overseas, about what they would like to do? What if, you know, they think that they're not doing well in sports, what would be your advice to them?
Well, if I look at it from, you know, there's a number of areas I can look at it from. So we've got the, you know, the sporting background, but I think young Tongans, we have, genetically Tongans are very athletic, they're very, you know, very physical human beings. So we've got, you know, Tongans doing rugby, doing all sorts of sports around the world. But we've also got Tongans who are academically, you know, at the best that they can be. We've got amazing singers. And I think looking back on my journey and where we've come, I look at the youth and I think people just generally give up way too easily. You know, this journey to get to the Olympics was 20 years in the making. And, you know, I just like to encourage all of the Tongans, whether they're in Tonga or around the world, you know, the youth, is that they're going to have people that are going to tell them that they can't or they won't or they shouldn't achieve something. But if they feel that strong passion, that strong, you know, God-given talent or drive towards something, then I just encourage them to do whatever it needs to be done to fulfill their purpose in life, regardless of the obstacles. And for me, that's the important message that I want to get across to the youth, is to just, you know, it's so cliche, never give up, but, you know, that's the truth. There's no easier way to say it than to just keep on going and never give up.
Thank you, Peter, and I'm sure that for some of the young listeners out there, that they will obviously listen to someone like yourself as a young Tongan Australian who will be competing in the Olympics coming up. Peter, I'm also aware that your families are supporting you. Could you just talk about their support, and also whether the community is supporting you, but and also what kind of help would you like the community to give back to you, or to help you with your preparation?
It's so the last a lot of the this was our fifth Olympic qualifier, so we're completely, well, we have been up to this point completely self-funded. I mean, you know, we've tried for a very long time to get sort of support, and you know, now we've opened the gates for that. And you know, when I went back to Tonga 2 weeks ago, I saw just how excited everyone was for this. I mean, this, you know, it's the first time in history, and you know, it's one of those times where Tonga's qualified to the Olympics, not just you know, being given a wild card. And you know, it's not just me. I'm the person that was there on the day, and you know, that's been working away. But it's a, you know, I've said it before, it's a huge pyramid of people underneath us. There's you know, this family, you know, the family, they were driving me to trainings at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, before buses would run, you know, while my bike was broken, they'd drive me to training. There were friends, you know, there were people who just believed in the dream and never gave up. So in terms of, we've hit a point now where we're looking at the Olympics, and the Olympics is, I'm going to be against the world champion. You know, the way the draw is that my first fight may be against the world champion. And so we're very excited. I mean, that doesn't scare me, but it excites me, because it means that, you know, we've hit that level. We're at the level where we can actually achieve something. But the difficult thing, obviously, for us at the moment is funding. You know, to be an Olympic athlete, you need you know, the best coaches, the best recovery, the best food, the best trainers, the best gyms, the best competitions, and all this stuff adds up. And so we're doing our absolute best to try and get funding, but at the moment it's probably an area we need a bit of assistance on, because yeah, it's, you know, the Tongans had a lot of challenges recently in their sports. I saw something recently on Facebook about the Tonga rugby having problems, and there's other organisations which are having issues. So we're just asking that the Tongan community come, if they could help out in any way that they can, to help us, you know, give the best to Rio.
And Peter, I'm also aware that the Tongan government say that they would assist with your preparation.
Yeah, so the different areas of the Tongan government have, you know, have offered assistance. A lot of it's within the parameters of what assistance they can offer. I mean, you know, everyone's excited, from the school kids at Tonga High to the actual, you know, the ministers in Parliament. But the thing is that, you know, that people are offering assistance. But it's just, at the moment, it's just to what capacity that we can, you know, that they can help. But I'm just happy that everyone's so excited and wanting to help.
Yeah, that's great. I've actually saw something that you have quoted in your Facebook page, Peter. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength, in Philippians 4:13. You know, a lifetime of pain, but it was worth every moment. Could you just explain what you meant by that, Peter?
What that means? That's it's one of my favorite Bible verses. But you know, a lot of people, they, you know, they go on my Facebook and stuff. They see what's happened. They see this big achievement. They see that Tonga is going to be represented at the Olympics. What they don't see is a lifetime of pain. I mean, you know, as I said before, this is a fifth Olympic trial. I've, you know, the last two I've had silver where I needed gold to qualify. I've been, you know, two Olympic qualifiers ago, I had my coach Paul. He was, you know, we left New Caledonia. He was pushing me in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk for 6 months after the qualifiers. So that's just one example of the cost that I've had to pay, you know, in pursuing this dream. And, you know, I wouldn't give it up for a second. you know, all of that pain. And, you know, I look at that quote and there's something in it. I think that when you have faith in something bigger than yourself, then giving up just isn't an option. You know, regardless of whether you're in a you end up in a wheelchair, you can't walk for 6 months, you're on crutches, you go through all of, you know, the tough times. So, you know, having that bigger faith in something much bigger than myself is, that's what's gotten us through.
Wow, that's a really great story to hear, Peter. Also, I have noticed too and read that whilst you were in Tonga, you met a cancer victim, a young boy by the name of Q.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and you shared some very interesting story about it and how you were saying about, you know, the daily battles that we go through in life. What I think you've just explained it before, just what you go through, and you have come through a long way from even like from 20 years ago up to now, and you're on your way to Rio. Wow.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to interview your coach, Paula Sitapa, yesterday, and the interview was in Tongan, but it was just interesting to hear Paula's version and also backing up your story that you have just shared this morning with the listeners.
Just going back to that young boy Q, I think so. You know, there's a lot of you look at something like the Olympics. It's such a big thing. It's such a, you can see it. It's, you know, it's every 4 years. It's a big spectacle. But and one of the messages I want to get across is I want people to realize that everyone has their own version of the Olympics. So a kid like you who battled and beat cancer, that's him achieving an Olympic gold in his arena.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the message I want to get across to people, is that there's, you know, whatever area it is in life that they're having their battles, that they, you know, that they can keep on going, and that there are good results, and, you know, hard work is rewarded at the end.
Yeah. Peter, is there anything else you would like to say to the listeners out there before we come to a close of the interview?
I think just to close, I'd like to thank everybody. I mean, the amount of support that we're getting, and it's only growing, is just, it's phenomenal. It's completely, like, it's so important for me to, you know, I look at how much support, and it's so important for me to know that, you know, there's this many people behind me that, you know, I want to give my absolute best on the day that I compete. And, you know, when you've got this much support and this many people who are, you know, hoping and praying for you, and you know, how can you not, you know, try and, you know, give your absolute best? So, you know, to finish, I just want to say thank you to everyone, and to say that, you know, I'm here working away, and I'm here to represent Tonga at the highest possible level.
And Peter, as I was chatting with your coach Paula yesterday, and he actually reminded me that when you're actually going to go to Rio, it will be not just your family, Taufa Tofua, that you're representing, but you're going to represent Tonga as a country. And actually for you to see that that flag up there is something obviously major, you know, but for someone like yourself to go and represent the country is obviously huge. And I'd like to thank you for the opportunity that you're giving the SBS Radio. The Tongan community would obviously appreciate hearing your stories. And I would like also to wish you all the very best in your preparation between now and then. I'm very sure that we will have other opportunities to talk later. And God bless. And
thank you so much.
Yeah.